Hi there and welcome to the Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm your host Lisa Vandenberg and today we're going to be talking about the difference between income versus provision. I'd like to encourage you to come across to the Adventures with Jesus Today Facebook page and the Adventures with Jesus Today YouTube channel because I am posting videos every day with a little snippet of what God's telling me each day, the adventures that I go on and the invitation that is available to you to go on them too. So come across and visit us at awjtoday.com. The links are there, or Adventures with Jesus Today on Facebook or YouTube. Look forward to seeing you there. So I have been interested in business, making money, serving people for as long as I can remember. I think I used to play shop in kindergarten, just putting products together and exchanging value with people. I've loved it all my life. So one of the things that I have studied over the years, I've read many business books, many self-help books, many how to make money books. And one of the phrases that we often hear in the realm of business is, make sure that you don't put your eggs in one basket and you create multiple streams of income. So this is something I've prayed for many years. Lord, give us multiple streams of income. Let there be residual income from a couple of things, maybe property rentals or things like that, maybe books and products that people continue to buy, evergreen content. Lord, let there just be investments that we get payments out every month, as well as then long-term things that stay invested for a while, right? But just these multiple streams of income, so that if one of them collapses, there are others to take their place. And so for years, I've thought this was great advice. And as I've gone on this journey of investigating what kingdom money looks like and kingdom finances look like, God said to me a little while ago, Lisa, multiple streams of income means money coming in. It means you either exchange effort for money, as in a job or working for something. Even coaching and consulting is exchanging time for money, right? It also means income from the rental properties or the investments, but it's all centered around money. And he said to me, Deuteronomy 8:18, earnestly remember, so 17 says, don't say that it is you and your own effort that gave you the wealth that you have. And then verse 18 says, earnestly remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to get wealth. So I've been on this journey of, Lord, what does that mean? What does the power to get wealth mean? And he's unpacked certain kingdom truths for me. And he said, Lisa, that's the difference between multiple streams of income and multiple streams of provision. Income is just money. It is merely one way that I can get provision to you. It's a tiny little fraction of all of the thousands of ways that I, God, can get provision to all of you. So I said, Lord, what does that look like? What does provision look like? So he said, well, what about wisdom? What about I give you the wisdom to know where to invest, when to invest, how much to invest, which house to buy, which car to sell, which stock to purchase? Wisdom will give you the ability to get wealth because you're purchasing the right stock or doing the right transactions that I want you to do, right? Because God knows the timing of when the market's going to be up and down. He knows which company, he knows the future of companies and which ones will flourish and which ones won't. He knows all of this, right? So I said, oh, thank you, Lord. That's one way of provision. What are some others? So he said, what about connections? How about I make connections for you with people that you don't even know, but they have something that you need and you have something that they need, and I put the two of you together, and together you go way faster than you would have gone individually. I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for connections. He said, what about I give you dreams and visions? At night, I actually give you dreams that will lead you during the day. I went, oh, Lord, thank you. And the ability to say what they're about. I can't remember the word. The ability to dissect those dreams and to see what, interpret the dreams and see what they're all about, right? He said, yes, I can give you pictures of things, and we have testimonies of people getting blueprints of new products or schematics of how to do things in a different way that just create amazing inventions on the earth, new processes and ways to do things that we never thought of before, that people got in dreams at night. Right? Says, oh Lord, so that means there's money, there's wisdom, there's connections, there's dreams and visions. What are some other ways? And he just carried on unpacking for me all of these ways of provision. He said, I can save you money. What about you thought something would cost $5,000 and I get it for you for $2,500? Then I've saved you $2,500. So you're only outlaying half of what you thought you were. So I can reduce your expenses. I can then cause people to give you more money or products or bundles of things than they ever would have before. So if somebody's selling you one thing and you're buying a car and it's going to cost you $15,000, well, I could get them to throw in a tank of gas, to do an extended 3-year warranty, to give you free servicing for a year. There are all sorts of add-ons that I can give you that you aren't physically paying money for, right? But they add to the value of the deal. So there's just so many different ways. I was fascinated by this. And I've been studying this for a while and just going on this adventure with him and going, Jesus, what are the ways you're providing for me today? What's the favor? Favor's another one of them, right? Favor with people where they go, I don't know, I don't normally do this, but I just feel I'm supposed to do it for you. Or this isn't a deal I usually do, but I'm just going to do it for you. It's the favor of God, right? So I've been going on these adventures with Jesus, and I invite you to go on them too, of Lord, what does provision look like in my life today? How will you cause someone to be nice to me who wasn't nice to me before? How will you cause someone to think well of me? How will you bring me surprise money? How will you bring me groceries or blessings? Who will buy me a burger at the shop or whatever? You know, these multiple streams of provision. And of course, in the kingdom, this goes hand in hand with you being provision for other people too. So not only keep your eyes open for the ways that God is providing provision for you, but ask Him for the ways you can be a blessing and provide provision for others too, right? Who can you buy a burger for at the store? Whose gas tank can you fill with gas while you're filling up your own? Just pay for it, or pay for the groceries of the person in front of you, right? As they're going to the checkout to pay, you go, please may I get this for you, and you pay for their groceries and you bless somebody. There's just so many cool ways to be able to do this, that we get to partner with the provision of God. So that's what I want to encourage you today, is that there is a far bigger vision. God thinks higher than we do. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. And He has so much more available to us than we can even imagine. So as you go into your day today, one of the ways I love to do it is to actually track His provision each day. And as something happens to me, I write it in a document that I've got that I keep track of. And each day I put the date and I go, okay, Lord, how will you provide for me today? And how do I get to provide for others today? Let me see what kingdom economy looks like, way above just money coming in. Because I don't know about you, but in my life, I want to break this dependence on the bank, balance in my bank account. I want to break the dependence on how much I know is coming in from certain sources and go, oh, Lord, how are you going to do it today? How will you surprise me? How will you delight me? And it actually delights his heart to do so too. So I just finished with this story. I'm on my walk this morning. You can probably hear the birds around me. And I was just thinking about how it delights a parent or an adult to give a gift to a child that they really love. And I remember being at a conference at Abundant Life Church in Bradford, England, many years ago. And it was a women's conference. And they drove this car out onto the stage. And we're all looking at them going, what? There's a car on the stage. And then they pulled the screen down and they started telling the story of I don't remember the details, but it was, I think, a lady that had cancer and been through many treatments that had caused the family real hardship with the medical bills and that. Her husband had had to take over working and looking after the kids. It was just a story that just drew you to tears because of all that had happened. And they just kept the faith and they kept being faithful all the way through it. And so the woman that's telling us this whole story stops telling the story and she says, and now we just want to introduce you to this woman. And she was in the crowd, right? And she didn't even know that they were going to do this. It was a total surprise to her that they had all this footage of her and a story of her. And so they call her up to the stage and then they said, we have a little surprise for you. and her husband and her kids came from out of the from behind the curtains, and she didn't even know that they would be there. It was a surprise to her too. So they come on the stage to this whole and of course we're all bawling in the audience, they're crying, the presenter's crying, everyone's crying, right? So this family's reunited on the stage, and then the presenter takes a set of keys and hands them to the woman and says, this car is a brand new car for you and your family to be able to do what it is that you can't do at the moment because you don't have the cars that you need. Well, the place erupted. We all went crazy to think that and these donations had come from the attendees of this conference the year before, right? That they take this money and they just give it to people that need things, that are just in need of houses paid off or cars bought or tuition paid off or something. And it so marked my heart forever. And the Lord reminded me of that story this morning, that as much as we were all going crazy with delight at how something was able to be given to this family, can you imagine how much more God delights in being able to do the same thing? To be able to go, oh, I get to bless my kids. I get to bring multiple streams of provision to them in many, many different ways that is not tied to a bank account. It's not tied to just money coming in. It's not tied to a salary, nothing like that. Multiple, multiple ways that He will fulfill Deuteronomy 8:18 and give us the power to be able to get wealth. Ah, I love these stories. So I bless you to go on the adventures with Jesus that invite you to see the ways that He provides for you, the ways that He puts things together for you that you are amazed at. And however you can track it, I'd encourage you to do so, because it's the coolest thing to be able to look back over those records and go, God, look at what you did. Look at what you did. And it just fills you with delight and a whole lot of faith and puts a massive smile on His face. Because the Bible says in Hebrews that we must believe that He is God and that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek us. And that the thing that pleases God the most is when we have faith for Him for things way beyond what we can do. So this is your invitation this week to be able to go and investigate with God what provision has looked like in your life, what it gets to look like in your life, what He wants to plan with you, and dream with Him of what provision from a kingdom perspective looks like. Very cool. I would love to hear your story. So send us a message at support@awjtoday.com. Love to hear your stories. I love sharing them. And visit us on Facebook and YouTube at Adventures with Jesus Today. Share this podcast. Let's spread some hope. Let's spread the love of God and the amazing things that He does and the adventures that Jesus invites us onto with the world. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept?